Once again, good evening to everyone.
那么感谢神，那再一次的向大家说晚安。
We thank God, that He has guided us through this past week, and we have come to the Holy Sabbath day.
那我们感谢神能够带领我们过去的这一个星期，也带我们进入的这一个安息日。
Let us truly put aside our worries and our labors, and enjoy the Holy Sabbath.
让我们都能够把我们的烦恼，还是我们很多的担心的事，都能够放在一旁，能够来享受这一个安息日。
Now in the New York area, we have been reading the Book of Psalms.
我们在纽约区这个地方，现在在读诗篇的章节。
And most of the psalms that we have been reading this week belong to a special category of psalms.
那我们这个礼拜在读的诗篇是属于一个特别的一个类型。
Many Jews call Psalm 113 through 118 the Hallel psalms, Hallelujah 诗篇。
对，所以很多的犹太人就是把诗篇113篇到118篇称为哈利路的诗篇。
These are considered the Hallel Psalms, right? So Hallel means praise.
那哈利路的意思就是赞美的意思。
And therefore, it also sounds, it's the first part of the word hallelujah.
那我们也知道，听到出来就知道说这个是 hallelujah 前面这几个字的同字的根。
So these psalms are recited for praise and thanksgiving by observing.
那所以这一个诗篇就是常常会被用来做赞美的诗篇。
So it's actually very possible that during the Last Supper, before the disciples went to Mount of Olives, they were singing a hymn, and it could very possibly be one of these psalms.
那所以很有可能的，就是在使徒们在吃完最后一顿晚餐，往这个克西马尼园去祷告的时候，他们所唱的诗可能有一就是在唱这其中一篇诗篇。
Now tonight, I want to spend some time to ponder on the first one, Psalm 113.
那今天我们晚上想要花一点时间来思考第一篇，就是在113篇。
Let's first turn to Psalm 113.
我们首先来翻开诗篇113篇。
And let's read the first part of verse 5.
我们先来看第五节的前半段。
Psalm 113, the first part of verse 5.
诗篇113篇第五节。
Who is like the Lord our God?
谁像主我们的神呢？
This is right in the middle of this psalm. And you could say it is the main theme of this psalm.
那这个是在这个诗篇中间的这一句话，那也其实也是这一篇诗篇的中心的主旨。
Right. The implied answer to this question, of course, is nobody.
那这个回答这一个问题的答案，其实就是当然没有人能够比神。
Right. Truly, no one can compare to God on any level.
因为没有一个人能够跟神在什么不管什么的方位来比都没有办法比。
Yeah. So. Tonight, we want to just look into this psalm.
所以今天我们晚上要看看这一篇诗篇。
And to appreciate all of its contents.
来一起欣赏这一篇里面的内容。
Let's now go back to verses 1 through 3.
我们来看第一节到第三节。
Psalm 113, verses 1 through 3.
诗篇113篇1节到3节。
Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Verse 2.
第二节。
Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Verse 3.
第三节。
From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised.
你们要赞美主的仆人啊，你们要赞美主的名，主的名是应当称颂的，从今时直到永远，从日出之地直到日落啊，主的名是应当赞美的。
These three verses make the first section of this psalm.
前面这三节就是这一篇的前一段落。
And it is basically an invitation, a call to praise.
那就是来邀请我们每一个人来赞美神。
So the first line says, praise the Lord.
所以第一节就说到要赞美神。
In the Hebrew, this is hallelujah, right?
那在希伯来文其实这个就是哈利路亚。
And that line itself also defines who we are praising.
那这一句话也告诉我们说我们所赞美的对象是谁。
Whenever we say hallelujah, hallelujah means praise, right? And yah is referring to God.
那当我们说哈利路，其实哈利路就是赞美。那
Right, so Yah is the shortened form of one of the names and titles of God that he revealed to Moses.
那这个雅这一个字就是神自称自己的一个缩写跟短短写，当神将他自己介绍给摩西的时候。
So this is the shortened form of YHWH, right?
所以这个就是神的，就是 YHWH 的缩写。
And so whenever we say hallelujah,
所以当我们说 hallelujah,
truly it is boasting in God.
那其实我们就是替神来夸赞神。
Right, He is our glory.
因为他是我们的荣耀。
We are expressing our admiration to him.
我们对他来表现我们对他的崇拜。
And we are exclaiming that he is completely praiseworthy.
我们来欢呼着说他是完全值得我们称颂的神。
Right. In the True Jesus Church, we often do use hallelujah. Right.
那在这件书教会里面我们常常会听到我们互相说hallelujah。
Right. We use it as our greetings.
我们会这样子的，向对方这样子的问好。
We use it when we're praying for the Holy Spirit.
我们也用这一Hallelujah在祷告的时候。
Sometimes we are so familiar with the word that maybe we have lost its true meaning.
我们或许常常用这一句话，所以已经忘记了它的意思。
Right, but every time we say it, let us say it from our heart.
但我们每次讲
Truly, praise the Lord, the true God, from our heart.
我们来赞美神，我们自己本身荣耀的神。
Right. Now, the second part of verse 1 tells us who should be praising.
那这一下一半段这边告诉我们说，我们要赞美的是谁？
Right. So it says, praise, O. So it says, praise, O servants of the Lord.
这边说就是主的仆人啊，你要赞美。
So most directly, especially in the Old Testament, maybe this is referring to priests.
啊，那尤其是在旧约的时候，这个可能是指着这些祭司们
，or to Levites，
还是就是利未人他们。
But also in the Old Testament, there are verses that refer to all of Israel as God's servants.
啊，但是在旧约的时候也有啊章节提到说，所有的以色列人都是神的仆人。
So all the people of God, of course, especially priests and Levites, should be praising God.
所以所有属神的人，那特别是这些就是祭司还是利未人，他们当然要称颂神。
But for us here in the New Testament, this distinction or ambiguity is gone.
但是在新约当中，对我们来说，这一个区别其实已经不存在了。
Right. All of us members are priests. All of us members are serving the Lord.
我们每一个人，每一个信徒其实都是祭司，我们每一个信徒其实都是侍奉神的人。
And therefore, it is our duty and also our desire to keep praising God.
所以当然是我们每一个人的本分也是我们应该，本来就是应该要赞美神。
Verse 2 answers the question, how long should we be praising God?
那第二节告诉我们说，我们到底要称颂神多么久呢？
Right, it says, from this time forth and forevermore.
从今时直到永远。
In other words, it is basically saying, keep praising God for your whole life.
也就是告诉我们说，我们一生我们都要来称颂神。
Even beyond, right? After this life, we keep praising the Lord.
就是直到永远，其实在我们这一生结束之后，我们也是要永远的来赞美神。
Right, so, yeah, this is from a time perspective, like we should keep on praising him.
所以从一个时间的观点来像告诉我们说我们要一直的赞美。
Verse 3 answers the question, well, where should we be praising God?
那第三节提到说我们到底要在哪里哪个地方赞美神。
Right. It says from the rising of the sun to its going down.
从日出之地到日落之处。
Right. Of course, this can be interpreted in English from a time perspective as well.
在英文的话看这样读起来可能也是可以用时间方面来看。
But in Hebrew, usually this type of phrase is referring to different places.
但在希伯来文还是中文，我们可以看说，其实这个是就是在讲某个地方。
Right, it's from a spatial perspective. Everywhere, we should be praising God everywhere.
是从一个地区性的观点来看不管在哪里，我不管在什么地方。
So, these first three verses are basically telling us everyone who belongs to God for their whole lives, wherever they are, should be praising the true God.
所以这三节第一点告诉我们说，我们不管我们是谁，不管我们在哪里我们都要来赞美神。
Right. Now, why should we praise God?
为什么我们要赞美神？
This now brings us to the second section.
那就来到了这个第二个方面。
Let's read verses 4 through 6.
第四节到第六节。
Psalm 113, verses 4 through 6.
诗篇113篇四节到六节。
The Lord is high above all nations, His glory above the heavens. Verse 5.
第五节。
Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high? Right, verse 6.
第六节。
Who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth.
那主神超乎万民之上，他的荣耀高过诸天。谁像主我们的神呢？他坐在至高之处，自己谦卑，观看天上地下的事。
So, why should we be praising God?
那所以我们为什么要来赞美神？
Again, the main idea of this psalm is in verse 5. Right?
因为这一篇的主要主旨就是第五节。
Right, so the main reason why we should praise God is because there's no one like him.
我们需要赞美神，为什么呢？因为没有人像我们的神。
Right. Again, no one can compare to him.
因为没有个人能够跟神相比。
Right, so in kind of our daily life, sometimes we can see examples of this too.
那有时候在我们的自己的生活当中也可以看到这一种例子。
Right, we can see this type of principle.
我们可以看到这一个原则。
Whenever there's a product that comes out that's incomparable to others, right, then it really gets a lot of people's attention and praise.
当有一个产品它发现出来的时候没有任何一个产品能够跟它相比所以当然很多的人都对它有很好的这种批判。
Right, so I remember like 7 years ago,
记得差不多七年前。
In New York, there was a baker who came up, he invented a new dessert. Right?
记得在纽约有一位厨师他发明了一个新的这个点心。
Which is the cronut, right?
就是那个 cronut。
Right, 就是那个一半牛角饼还有一半甜甜圈。哦 yeah.Right. And then people were lining up to buy it.
那我们就知道这个产品这个点心就是很多人就是会排队去买。
Right. I think even today it's still fairly popular.
那即使到今天的时候我们知道其实也是还大家还是很喜欢。
And people order it and it sells out all the time, right?
人家很多人还是会去买，然后常常的就被买完了。
As far as I know, a few years ago, one of my friends, he ordered online and he still had to wait like 2 weeks, 3 weeks to get it fresh.
我记得几年前我一个朋友他好几个礼拜之前就要在网上先订购。然后他还是就是要等了好几个礼拜才能去来拿到。
Right. And so because it was unlike any other, right, it received so much praise.
因为跟很多的产品都不一样所以得到了很多的赞好。
Back in 2007.
在2007年的时候。
That was when the Apple iPhone was introduced.
就是那个。苹果的这个手机就是刚刚发明出来。
At that time, Apple wasn't even known as a phone company. Right?
在当时其实这个苹果的品牌它在当时根本没有做过这个手机的产品。
Right, but then Steve Jobs introduced the product.
但是这个就是 Steve Jobs 那个时候他就发明了这个产品。
Right, it's a presentation that's very well known.
那个就是他在推销，就是在介绍这个产品的时候，大家对都是就是很著名的这个他的介绍。
In TTP, one of our instructors even told us to study it.
在我们神训班的时候，我们的一个就是教导我们的老师还告诉我们说，我们应该要去观看一下，学习一下。
And basically, Steve Jobs was saying, "It's an iPod, a phone, an internet communicator."
那所以他就说到说，这个是一个就是 iPod， 然后也是一个电话，然后也是一个能够跟在网上交通的一个、
right.
工具。
And it's not three separate devices, it's one device.
不是三个不同的这个不同的工具，而是都把它结合成为一个。
And then he introduced like a revolutionary interface.
然后有一个突破性的这一个版面。
And all these things we take for granted today, right?
那当然，今天我们这些对我们来讲都是很平常的。
Right, things like scrolling with your thumb, right, or swiping, or pinching to zoom, right?
就像我们能够滑，用我们的手指能够滑，还是把它放大缩小。
But when people first saw that, everyone was so amazed.
当人们第一次看到这个产品的时候, 大家,
Because they had never seen it before. It was nothing was like it.
因为没有人看过有这种东西这种产品。
So these are just human products, right? That, yeah, of course, very impressive. But who is like our God?
那这个其实我们讲的只是我们人所出产出来的一种产品，但是我们的神，谁能够比我们的神呢？
So what is this God like?
那我们的神是怎么样子的神？
Right. So verses 4 and 5 emphasize God's transcendence.
第四节、第五节来描述神的超乎性。
Right. So in verse 4, it says, the Lord is high above all nations.
第四节，主神超乎万民之上。
Right. Well, we know that when it mentions nations, it's referring to all the different peoples in the world.
那这个万民就是指着这所有这个世界上国家的百姓。
Right. And even though some nations may be stronger than others,
虽然有的国家比其他的国家更强。
But the Lord is high above every single one of them.
但是神远在他们每一个国的之上。
And we clearly see this in many different parts of the Bible.
那其实在圣经当中很多地方我们都能够看到。
I think especially in the book of Daniel.
那特别是在但以理书。
Right, in Daniel chapter 4, it talks about how God humbled the great Emperor of Babylon.
那在但以理书第四章谈到说，主神怎么样让这个大巴比伦的国王让他谦卑下来。So
even the world's superpower, the king at that time, is still subject to God above.
即使是当时代最强盛的国，他的王，他也是在。 主神的这个权力之下
In Daniel chapter 2 and the other chapters, it talks about how God already knows all the kingdoms that will arise.
在但以理书第二章神就让所有人知道说神已经知道以后将来要来临的这一切的国度。
Same thing in chapter 7 and 8.
同样在第七章第八章也是。
So all these nations are within God's hands.
所以这所有的国家都是在神的手掌上。
In Isaiah chapter 40, it also says, "Behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket, right to God."
在以赛亚书的40章。 也是谈到说，所有的国都就是好像在神手中的一滴水。
So this is just one aspect of God's transcendence.
所以这个就是神超乎所有的一方面而已。
Right, His might, His power.
他的全能，他的能力，他的力量。
Going back to Psalm 113, the second part of verse 4.
在113篇的第四节的后半段,
it says, His glory is above the heavens.
谈到说他的荣耀高过诸天。
So this is talking about now God's glory and splendor and majesty.
这边谈到神的荣耀,他的
And so some people in the Bible, they saw visions of God.
有人在圣经当中,他们有看到神的荣耀。
Especially Isaiah, when he was called.
当以赛亚他被拣选的时候,他有这个体验。
And he saw God's glory and majesty on his throne above.
他们看到 神伟大的荣耀的这个他的就是他的 他荣耀的那个宝座。
And he also knew he cannot draw near to God.
他也知道说他自己没有办法亲近神。
In verse 5, it says, this God, he dwells on high.
那第五节告诉我们说,我们这一位神,他坐在至高之处。
Truly, he transcends everything.
那真的他是超乎所有的一切。
He is the creator. He is above time and space, above the heavens.
他是创造万物的主宰,他坐在时间和空间之上。
So in this aspect already, there's no one like God.
所以就是从这一方面来看，神已经没有人能够像神一样。
And this in itself is already worthy of praise.
那这个本身就是值得赞美的。
Just kind of think about again our human world.
我们如果看一下我们自己的，就是我们人类的世界。
Right. For anybody who excels in his field.
任何人如果在他的专长很独特。
And he transcends everyone else.
然后他超乎了所有一切其他的人。
He will garner a lot of praise.
当然他这一个人一定会得到很多的赞许。
Just think about professional sports.
就像那些。 运动员,
right? Professional sports, these are people who are all already like excellent athletes.
那这个职业的这些运动员其实他们本来就都是很有运动能力的人。
Right? But some of these sports stars transcend all those other professional athletes.
但是他们其中有一些 这些运动员比其他的就是能够超过他们。
Right, so people like Michael Jordan or LeBron James in basketball. Right?
就像在篮球里面我们知道有 Michael Jordan 还是 LeBron James. Right.
In football, Jerry Rice, Tom Brady, those type of people. Right?
所以那在 打篮球方面就知道说就是有 Jerry Rice 还是 Tom Brady 像他们那一种人。
Right, in golf, Tiger Woods, right? At least when he was earlier, right?
所以在这个高尔夫球，我们知道 Tiger Woods 最少是在他年轻的时候。
Right, these are people who excelled in their sports.
那这些人就是在他们运动范围里面。
There was a clear gap between their performance and everyone who was second.
所以在他们的程度跟其他的人比起来是有一个差距离的。
Right, so same thing in any other field, I think.
所以在其他的我们世界上的这种方面，事业也是一样。
So definitely, they will attract attention and receive a lot of praise.
所以当然这些人会得到注意，而且得到赞美。
Right. So same thing with the Lord God, who is high and mighty.
就像我们主，我们的神也是在超乎万民之上，他是伟大的。
Because nothing is impossible for him.
因为在他没有一件是不可能。
But this is not the only description of our God.
但是其实这些形容不只是这些形容来描述我们的神。
Right. If you only take verses 4 and 5.
我们如果单看着4节和5节。
Actually, this transcendence can also mean how unreachable God is to us.
那这种超越。 也是告诉我们说，神是多么的没有办法被接触到。Right,
we are limited by time and space.
我们每一个人都是被时间的空间所限制。Right,
we cannot enter His overwhelming splendor.
我们没有办法进入他的荣美里面去。Right,
we cannot even reach or dwell in the outer heavens where God dwells.
我们甚至不能够到那个神所住的那个诸天啊那里。
Right. So God may, yeah, God may seem like he's unreachable.
我们或许会觉得说，好像神啊，我们没有办法去啊接触到他。
But then verse 6 is also true of the God we worship.
但是第六节也是描述我们所敬拜的神。
Right. This high and mighty God also humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth. Yeah.
这一位至高伟大的神也是谦卑自己来观看天上地下的事。
Right here in verse 6, it says humble. So it's actually a continuous action.
那第六节这边讲到谦卑是一个持续性的。
Right. So God keeps on doing this. Yeah.
所以神一直的在做这件事。
He's continuing to look down below in this creation.
他无时不刻的常常观看他所创造的天上地下。
And this is actually amazing and mind-blowing if we really think about it.
那这个其实本身可能就是很难去让我们能够去想象的。
Right. Because generally speaking, what we observe is the high and mighty, they do not condescend and humble themselves to those that are lower.
因为平常我们所观察到的就是那在坐在高处的很少能够谦卑降卑下来跟那低层的人来接触。
As humans, do you gaze into the world of mice, of ants?
我们身为人，我们会去观察要进入到好像那个老鼠般的生活吗？
Right, or ants?
还是老鼠，还是像蚂蚁一般的生活？
Right. I bet you we don't spend any time really caring about that at all.
我想我们根本不会花任何时间去思考他们的事。
Right, I mean, when you're in the subway, you see a rat.
我们如果坐地铁的时候看到一只老鼠。
Right, you're not going to humble yourself and go into their nests, right?
我们不会要来降卑自己，然后进入到他们的巢窝里面。
Right. At most, we only spend time with these creatures for science. Right.
我们最多要做的可能就是我们如果是为了这个科学方面，我们愿意花一些时间来观看他们。
But to empathize with their problems, to solve their problems, do we do that? No. Right.
但是如果去要来来有对他们有同情心，还是来替他们这些动物来分忧他们的烦恼，我们不会去做那种事。
Right. In amongst humans is the same too.
那其实，在我们人与人之间也是一样。
Those who are high and mighty and in power, rarely humble themselves to concern with the commoners.
那些在高处的人有权有力的人很少会花时间还是精力与那些下低阶层的人。
But this is the God that we worship, right?
但是这一位就是我们所敬拜的神。
Really, who is like the Lord our God?
真的，谁像主我们的神呢？
So high and yet so low.
他是多么的至高至大，但是又是多么的卑微。
So far away, yet so close.
虽然感觉好远但是却是又是很近。
Right. This is our God. Right.
这位就是我们的神。
Right. Let's now go to the final section.
那我们来看最后一段。
Let's read verses 7 through 9.
第七节到第九节。
Verse 7, he raises the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the ash heap. Verse 8. That he may seat him with princes, with the princes of his people. Verse 9. He grants the barren woman a home, like a joyful mother of children, praise the Lord.
他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，就是与本国的王子同坐。他使不能生育的妇人安居家中，为多子的乐母。你们要赞美主神。
In this final section of this psalm, it basically is giving an example of how God humbles himself.
在这最后一段来提到神是怎么样子来卑微他自己。
It's basically giving the example of Hannah.
就提到说其实就是哈拿的这一个例子。
We know Hannah, she was the eventual mother of Prophet Samuel.
那我们知道哈拿其实她就是这个撒母耳先知的母亲。
But at first, she was barren. She could not have children.
当刚开始的时候她不能生育。
Every year, she was reminded of this, and she was constantly bullied and mistreated by her rival wife.
那在开始的时候她常常每一年都会被羞辱就是她的另外先生的另外一位妻子常常会嘲笑来戏弄她。
But then she cried out to the Lord.
但是她呼求神。
Right, and poured out her heart to him.
她把她的心倾倒出来。
And the high and mighty God also listened to the cries of this barren woman.
那这一位至高伟大的神也是听到了这一个卑微妇人的祷告。
So after she gave birth to Samuel,
所以当她生产撒母耳之后
and weaned him,
当她断奶之后
and she also dedicated him,
然后她就把她就是献给神。
Then she wrote or sang a song to God.
然后她就唱了一篇诗篇。
So verses 7 and 8 actually is a quotation from her song.
那其实七节八节就是从她所赞美神的这个诗当中给她抄写出来的。
You can compare these two verses with 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 8.
我们可以用这两节章节来比相对就是在撒母耳记上第二章第八节。
It's almost an exact quotation.
其实是一个完全的就是完全一样。
It's almost.
几乎完全一样。
In verse 9, then the author basically makes it even more direct.
所以在第九节这个作者就把它写得更清楚。
Right, even though he doesn't mention Hannah.
虽然哈拿这个名字没有被提出来。
Right, but the author says, God grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children.
但是这个作者说到就是神使他不能生育的妇人安居家中为多子的母乐母。
And truly Hannah bore many more children after Samuel too.
那真的哈拿在撒母耳之后又生了很多的孩子。
Right. Again, this is an example of how willing and how merciful our God is.
所以我们就可以看到我们的神是多么愿意那多么的怜悯我们。
Right, to humble himself, to be concerned with our mundane affairs.
他愿意降卑自己来为我们日常生活当中的事来承担他们。
Right, of course, to us, these are sometimes very big issues, big problems.
当然对我们自己本身来讲，有些事情真的是我们面对很大的困难。
Right. But again, the high and mighty God also is willing to listen and to be concerned with our affairs.
但是至高伟大的神，他还是愿意的来倾听我们的诉求。
So every time we experience this, I think we also are overwhelmed with God's love.
所以当我们自己体验到这些的时候, 我们也是常常会觉得很感动。
Personally for myself.
那我自己本身,
I remember when I realized God had God had when God had revealed and let me know the one I should marry, right?
当我记得神让我知道还是他告诉我说我要跟结婚的对象是谁的时候
that completely humbled me. I was amazed how that testimony, that incident could even happen.
那他这个是完全的让我觉得很惊讶，很感谢，知道说怎么让我能够体验到这种事情。
And I was just thinking, why would he do this for someone like me?
那我就会想到说，我们的神为什么会为我这样子的人做这种事呢？
I just could not believe it. Yeah.
我没有办法相信。
Yeah, and so I think for us, for many of us who have these type of experiences, truly, who is like the Lord our God, right?
所以当我们每一个人有这样子的体验的时候，我们就知道说谁能够像主我们的神呢？
Right. So God, he's so willing to humble himself, to condescend, and to be concerned with our affairs.
所以神也愿意的来降卑，谦卑自己，来降到我们的程度，来关心我们的事。
And the ultimate human problem is sin.
那人类最大的问题，就是罪。
The ultimate humbling and condescension is the word becoming flesh.
那这最伟大的谦卑，降卑的是，就是他从道成为肉身。
This was all to love us and to save us.
这个就是为了要来爱我们，要来救我们。
And so truly, he continues to raise the poor out of the dust.
所以真的他从这个尘埃尘当中来抬举穷寒的人。He
continues to lift the needy out of the ash heap.
他对他从就是这个从粪堆当中提拔穷乏的人。Right.
He continues to seat people with him. With princes.
他同样的让所有的人，愿意的人能够跟他同坐，就是跟王子同坐。Right.
So truly, who is like the Lord our God?
所以真的谁像主我们的神呢？
Yeah. So the conclusion is what?
所以那结论是什么呢？
Just like how it began and just like how it ended.
就是像怎么样子的开始，像他怎么样子做结束。Right,
which is Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
就是 Hallelujah, 赞美主神。This
will conclude our evening message.
那么这个就是我们今天晚上互相的勉励。I
apologize. I think I had some connection issues.
那我们向大家道歉，因为刚开始的时候有一些就是缓慢。
But I hope that the message of this psalm really can touch everyone.
但是很盼望这一篇诗篇的内容能够来感动我们每一位。
Let us now conclude with a prayer. Let us really meditate on how wonderful our God is.
我们一起跪下来祷告，来思考我们的神是多么的伟大。
Let's pray.
一起祷告。